Good evening. Hello. Good evening. We are attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. One more time. Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I've been looking forward to this chapel for a long time. I anticipate every chapel because I love for the chance for us to get together and worship and the changes that it makes in our life. This is one of those praise chapels, and I've called it Raging Praise. I don't think that's a contradiction in terms. But I've been reading some books by some ministers that have just been tipping my world over. So I thought I'd just share the tipping, if that's all right with you. So we're gonna rage and praise, and praise and rage, I guess, tonight. We're going to start with a reading from Psalm 50. The first verse, I think, will appear right there. It is. So we're going to read, this is from Psalm 50, the first six verses. We're going to use some music to help our raging praise. We're going to pray as a part of our raging praise. And then I think there's some, I want us to do some pondering as a part of that. Okay, let's read this together. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my consecrated ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. We can't begin to comprehend it, but we declare that you are holy. We don't have the words to describe it, but we know that you are holy. So we do pray that you would accept our offerings of praise. We do pray that you would accept our confessions of failure. We do pray that you would accept our admissions of need. And we do ask that you would take us far beyond what we can do and who we can be in ourselves. now we ask that you would stir our hearts. May your holiness reveal the places in our lives that are unholy. May you and all of your glory reveal to us the places where we fall short. Thank you. Michael Frost's book, Exiles. Reading through the book one day, and I found a quote from this man, Cash Monk. Hadn't known of him before. He was Danish. He was a Lutheran pastor. He was known as a playwright and also known for his sermons. When the Second World War struck and Nazis pushed against the church, Monk was one of the spokesmen against their push. So in the middle of this book, there's an excerpt from one of his sermons, and it's part of what has prompted our raging praise, at least for me. Monk said this. You'll notice, before I finish, you'll notice that he died in 1944. Before the end of the war, the Germans made sure that he wouldn't live past the end of it. So Monk said to the people who would listen, he said, "What is therefore the task of the preacher or the church today? Shall I answer faith, hope, and love? Well, that sounds beautiful, but I'd say courage. No, even that is not challenging enough to be the whole truth. Our task today is recklessness. The recklessness that comes from the knowledge of God and humanity. For what we Christians lack is not psychology or literature. We lack a holy rage. The ability to rage when justice lies prostrate on the streets and when the lie rages across the face of the earth, a holy anger about things that are wrong in the world. To rage against the ravaging of God's earth and the destruction of God's world. To rage when little children must die of hunger, when the tables of the rich are sagging with food. To rage at the senseless killing of so many and against the madness of militaries. To rage at the lie that calls the threat of death and the strategy of destruction peace. To rage against complacency, to restlessly seek that recklessness that will challenge and seek to change human history until it conforms with the norms of the kingdom of God. And remember, the signs of the Christian church have always been the lion, the lamb, the dove, and the fish, but never the chameleon." Holy Father, you said through your prophet Isaiah, "O everyone who's thirsty in spirit, come to the water." Thank you for stirring, we thank you for speaking, we thank you for challenging. Accept the offerings of our lives, we pray, every moment, every thought, every action, every effort. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for hearing our prayers.